Pesach is the holiday of freedom, and the freedom that we celebrate on Pesach is really not just a physical freedom, but a spiritual freedom as well. Chazal tells, "Ein lecha ben chorin ela mi she'osek b'Torah." The only free man is one who deals in Torah. Because even the greatest king is bound by his material desires and by his the opinion people have of him. He wants people to think he's rich and smart and everything. When can a person become free? When he has control over his mind and his actions. We're not in control if we're constantly trying to be, everyone's going to think I'm smart, I'm this, I'm that. When is a person free? When he overcomes all the little things of life. The Jewish people were granted freedom. God showed them He ran the world. He gave them miraculous bread. He gave them man. And they were taken out of Egypt, out of the place that was most focused on the physical, to a level that was most spiritual. They attained prophecy. And the question is, why do we focus only on Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we don't have any mitzvos that revolve around the Exodus, the Kriyas Yamsuf, going through the sea? That was also a great miracle. When we went through the sea, we attained prophecy. When we got out of the sea, so then the Egyptian bodies were spit out onto the wayside, and the Jews went clambering to take all the wealth off of the Egyptian bodies. At that moment we fell. At that moment we again entered the materialistic desires, the materialistic bondage, if we could call it that. We were no longer the free men we had been when we left Mitzrayim. So even though we attained great heights in leaving Mitzrayim, it says that Moshe had to literally pull the Jews away from the sea, because the Jews were saying, wait, I wish I could have, let me just grab that. They were there looting the dead. So we shot up, and then we went back down, and we had to work our way up in Sfirat HaOmer. So we focus on the shooting up, we focus on leaving Mitzrayim, where we got freedom, physical freedom and spiritual freedom, and every person in his own life has to work to get out into freedom. And whenever you get into freedom, you'll discover that there's more freedom to be attained. That's why we always say, Hashata Avde, this year we're enslaved. Who said we're enslaved this year? Because any time a person is in the process of growing, he always recognizes there's more to grow. He's still not completely free of the materialistic, the desires that really pull him down. So every year we say, L'shana ba b'nei chori, next year we'll be free men. We're not talking about the physical freedom. We're talking about the spiritual freedom, just like the freedom in Mitzrayim was primarily spiritual, it was also physical.